Unit 5. Unfortunately, there's a problem. Part 2. Problem solving on the telephone 2. Page 46. Exercise 1.
Hello, Mr. Santana. How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
What can I do for you?
Well, unfortunately, there's a problem with the order we received from you yesterday. It seems we haven't received the right quantity of manuals to support the HT telephone system. We sent the supplies to our sales reps, but several of them have called to say that there are no manuals enclosed.
Oh dear, that's bad news. I'm very sorry to hear that. And you don't know how many packages are without manuals?
No, because we haven't opened every pack, but in several of those that have been opened, there are none. No manuals.
So, some of them have them, but I'm very sorry about this inconvenience to you, Mr. Santana. Listen, can I suggest the quickest solution, if it's okay with you? Of course, if you prefer a different solution, we can do that too, but let me suggest something.
Okay. What do you suggest we do?
Well, if you send us the address of all the sales reps you have distributed the phones to, we'll send out the manuals this afternoon by fast air, entirely at our own cost, and the manuals should arrive tomorrow or the next day at the latest.
All of them?
Yes. It may be that some have them already, but we cannot be sure who. So the best thing is to send out a manual for every package.
Yes, yes, I see. That would be the best thing. Okay, Mr. Yoshinaga, I'll do that. I'll fax you the list of all the reps we've sent the packages to and leave it to you to resolve the problem of the manuals.
Okay, thank you. And please accept our apologies for this delay, this mix-up. I assure you, we'll do everything possible to find out why the mistake happened.
Fine. Thanks for your quick action.
Not at all. Thank you, and goodbye for now. Do call if there's anything else.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye, Mr. Yoshinaga.
Goodbye.